Hi. Let's continue looking at chapter 10 of the Tao Te Ching, shall we? And I will read all of chapter 10 again, and then we will start looking at some specifics within it. So here's chapter 10, which I named Mystic Virtue. Can you seek the soul, embrace oneness, and never leave it? Can you breathe consciously until you reach inner softness and become like a baby? Can you allow your mind to be purified until you are nearly flawless? Can you love the community and lead the people without controlling anything? Can you open to the way and be entirely receptive? Can you allow yourself to know nothing and let clarity arise on its own? Create and care for without possessing, do without attachment, lead without control. This is called mystic virtue. And of course, I named the entire chapter 10 mystic virtue. Today, we're going to look at line number 3. But before we do that, I want to look at mystic virtue. I want to look at exactly what mystic virtue means. If you look at the last line of chapter 10, you'll notice I've put a footnote, number 2, after the line, this is called mystic virtue. In English, when we think of virtue, sometimes we think of morality, being good instead of bad, right? Maybe following rules, sometimes even strict rules of morality is called to be virtuous. That is not what this Chinese character means that is commonly translated to the word virtue in English. And if you look at my footnote, you'll notice it says, in this context, virtue does not mean goodness or morality. It would be better to see it as transcendent or beyond familiar human nature. So mystic virtue is the transcendence that comes from introspection. And that's really what this chapter is talking about. Think of that transcendence, the transcending the typical human nature to be more of a mystic or more of an enlightened one or more of a sage or a wise one. That's what this chapter is pointing to. And it's not really saying that the wise one is out there or the sage is out there or the enlightened one is out there. This is pointing to how we, each of us, can transcend the typical human nature, which I have been calling self-will, and become one with the Tao, to become that highest good, moved by the Tao, instead of by our human nature, instead of by our self-will. So that's what chapter 10 is pointing to. And as we've already seen, this happens to us by number one, us having that intention to transcend normal human nature, realize truth, be in alignment with Tao, be moved by the highest good. And then taking that time to be open and allowing and restful. And allow that healing aspect of the Tao to come into our heart and our mind and our soul and, you know, be the master physician and do whatever it needs to do within here. And I don't even know what need to know what that is. And now line number 3. Can you allow your mind to be purified until you are nearly flawless? Can you allow your mind to be purified until you are nearly flawless? Now, first of all, that wasn't my only option on how to translate this line. So why don't we look at what the Chinese characters actually translated to in English, and another way I could have translated that. If you happen to have the book, and if you open it up, of course, you'll see chapter 10 on one side, but on the other side, you have the word for word. This is the English translation of the Chinese characters. And they don't always make sense at first when you look at them. We're going to look at the third line on the word for word. Notice it says, wash away black to look at, cannot to have flaw. See, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, does it? But it will when we get done talking about it. Wash away black to look at, cannot to have flaw. You could think of black in this case as ways in which we're not seeing correctly or we're not seeing truly. Ways that we are misperceiving, misunderstanding, misjudging a situation. That is the black. Think of it as like kind of a blot covering our true perception. So when this says, wash away black to look at, it's really saying cleanse perception, right? Cleanse perception is one way I could have translated that. And then the second part, cannot to have flaw. We could say, can you cleanse your perception until your perception is true or until your perception is flawless? These are ways I could have translated it. Can you cleanse your perception until your perception is flawless, until you have true vision? Of course, that's not how I translated it. I said, can you allow your mind to be purified until you are nearly flawless? Why did I do that? Well, some people understand that perception comes from the mind. My thoughts, my beliefs, my mental attachments, my mental prejudices, my mental judgments, all of these things that go on in the mind cause me to see or perceive in the way that I do. This is why two people can look at the exact same event and see it completely differently. Not only have different opinions about it, but even think that maybe something different happened. Because we aren't looking and seeing clearly. We're looking through the filter of our mind. So in order to cleanse your perception, what you really have to do is cleanse your mind. In fact, if we look at this particular translation, which is by Jeff Pepper and Xiaohui Wang, and I look at their chapter 10, notice they said, purify and examine your deepest thoughts. Can you be without blemish? See? They also went to speak about the mind. Purify and examine your deepest thoughts. Can you be without blemish? But if we look at the version by Lan Yu Tang, which we've been really paying attention to as we've been in chapter 10, notice Lan Yu Tang says, in cleansing and purifying your mystic vision, can you strive after perfection? So in cleansing and purifying how you see, right? In cleansing and purifying how you see, can you strive after perfection? So again, maybe it would have been more accurate if I had translated it something like this. Can you cleanse your perception until your perception is flawless? Or can you cleanse your perception until you have true perception? But perception is more the effect. Mind is the cause. And you can't really change an effect. You can't really cleanse an effect. But when the cause is cleansed, the effect is naturally cleansed as well. And again, that's why I translated it. Can you allow your mind to be purified until you are nearly flawless. Can you allow your mind to be purified until you are nearly flawless? And truth be told, if I look right at the Chinese characters, it didn't really say nearly flawless. It says again, wash away black to look at, can not to have flaw. That would be flawless, right? So if I was to be very, very strict in following what the Chinese character said in that second part, but still changing the first part, it would have said, can you allow your mind to be purified until you are flawless? And in fact, the first time I wrote it down, that's how I wrote it down. But then I realized that most people are going to judge themselves against that. And so it felt better to soften it by sticking the word nearly in there until you are nearly flawless. And I think a lot of people will still be tempted to judge themselves against that. So this isn't about judging ourselves. I think that's probably the first thing we have to realize. This again is about intention. It's about understanding that all of our internal conflict and external conflict comes from thoughts, beliefs, attachments, desires, everything mental. And that in order to come into harmony with the Tao and to be at peace and to be moved by the Tao for the highest good, all of these things in the mind, all of this conditioning in the mind, which really makes up our individual self-will, needs to be surrendered, needs to be let go. And this is something that most people do not want to do. Let's just start off by being honest. Most people want what their mind wants. They want things their way. They even want other people to behave the way they want those other people to behave. They want to happen in the world what they want to happen in the world. They believe they're right about their opinions. And they want to hold on to all of that. But we don't come into harmony with the Tao that way. So what we need to do is we need to seek our soul and find what it is that we truly want. In the end, you can't have it both ways. You can't cling to your self-will, your beliefs, your opinions, your attachments, your desires, and be the emptiness that you need to be in order to be in harmony with the Tao and moved by the Tao for the highest good. You can't perceive things from a mind of self-will and see only the Tao. When you perceive things from a mind of self-will, what you see is separation, conflict. So maybe the first thing we need to do here is to really contemplate, am I willing for my mind to be purified, which means I will be giving up thoughts and ideas that I have clinged to, that I want to cling to, that my self-will wants to cling to. Let me give you an example. One thing that many of us want is for other people to be honest with us, honest in their dealings with us, honest in what they tell us. I came into an experience in my life once where somebody was not honest. And I was very upset. But I had to really look at that and notice that my upset was not peace. I was not in harmony with truth through my upset. And I was very upset. Why was I upset? Because self-righteously, I thought I could judge someone else when they were not honest. Self-righteously, I could judge someone else when they were not honest. And in seeing that clearly, I realized that was a mistake in my own mind to think that I could self-righteously, that means I am better than that person, I am more right than that person, self-righteously, mistake number one, judge, all judgments are a mistake. This is what Tao Te Ching chapter number two is all about. All judgments are a mistake. So thinking I could self-righteously judge someone else, someone different from me, someone separate from me, for not being honest, that I could hold someone else to some criteria. And if they didn't act according to the criteria that I placed, I could self-righteously judge them. The whole thing, although most of the world would say yes, the whole thing was an error in my mind. And when I saw that, I was willing to allow my mind to be cleansed. Now, this was many years ago, but just recently in my life, I found out someone very close to me has been lying to me about something that most people would say was very big, very important, for more than two decades. And there was no longer any judgment. There was no anger. In fact, what there was understanding. Not really understanding on, you know, on why the lie was carried so long in a human way. I don't know how to say this. But understanding that the reason was because this person thought that he was somehow protecting his world, the world that he felt that he needed in a certain way. And I could not judge him for that. I could not be angry for that. I could only accept that. Okay, so now I know something that I did not know before. The point is, and I know this may be difficult for some people to understand, the point is that when we see with self-will, with self-righteousness, with thinking that we are right, we actually do not see rightly. We do not see as the Tao sees. We're not in harmony with the Tao. And when we're willing to see that we are wrong, and we are willing to have our mind cleansed, the way we see what happens in the world changes. Instead of seeing someone as wrong and I'm self-righteously able to judge them for their lie, we see someone who was just trying to protect their world, the world they thought they needed. We see innocence where we would have seen guilt. And we don't feel the way we would have felt before. Our vision, our perception is clear, flawless, if we use the language of the Tao, because we have allowed our mind to be purified. So wash away black to look at. Cleanse your perception. Cannot to have flaw until it is flawless, or until you have true vision, until you see things as they actually are, instead of how you think they should be. Can you allow your mind to be purified until you are nearly flawless? I don't think we become flawless. I think nearly was nice to put in there. I mean, I would never say that I am flawless, but I do recognize that when I am upset to any degree for any reason, it's because of something in my mind. It's not because of what's happening out there. It's not because of what someone said or what someone did. And so I know to come back and look this way. What is here that I am believing, or what is here that I think I know, or that I think should be a certain way? What is here that needs to be surrendered so that I can see truly? Again, using this Jeff Pepper Xiao Wei Wang version. Purify and examine your deepest thoughts. Can you be without blemish? Examine your deepest thoughts. What's going on here? So a good assignment to practice this video is, first, pay attention for upset. When you're upset about something, upset about anything, this is an opportunity to allow your mind to be purified. And then turn your attention to your mind away from the perception. Turn your attention towards your mind. Begin to look, why am I upset? Because people shouldn't lie. Well, people do lie. If I hold on to people shouldn't lie, I'm not seeing things as it is. People do lie. My dad told me a long time ago that if you ever met someone who told you he doesn't tell a lie, you know you just met a liar. I mean, how many of you watching this video can say, I have never told a lie? Not one of you, right? So people do lie. So the idea in my mind that people shouldn't lie is not in touch with reality. This is saying that the world should be different than it is. Am I going to get upset and angry every time somebody lies? Then I can't be in harmony with the Tao, can I? I'm too busy pushing against the world as it is. So I can see that as an error in my mind, a belief that doesn't actually make sense. People do lie sometimes, right? It's just what people do. So let that go. Now, does that mean that if I find I'm in business with someone who's being very dishonest with me, that I have to stay in business with them? No, of course not. Of course not. But I don't need to be upset. I just see it as it is. They're dishonest. You know, they are trying to manipulate the situation for their gain. How many people in the world try to manipulate situations for gain? Have I ever tried to manipulate any situation any way for my gain? Of course. Again, we all do it. I don't need to be upset. I don't need to be self-righteous. To be self-righteous would be to be dishonest, because I myself at times have manipulated situations for my gain. I don't need to judge. But if it's what feels right, I can walk away from the business deal, right? So I'm just using one example today. Of course, there are hundreds and hundreds of examples of things we may believe, things we may want a certain way, things we may think we need. Goes on and on and on. That are really all just thoughts, all just mental concepts. And they're causing upset and conflict for us. So what are those things? What's got me upset right now? Look for it. Examine your own thoughts. And then, am I willing to let this go so that I can see differently? Not only see differently, but feel differently. Can you allow your mind to be purified until you or your perception is nearly flawless? Until you are at peace with the world as it is? Until you have clarity regarding situations? Until you feel in harmony with the Tao? Can you allow your mind to be purified until you are nearly flawless? All right, that's it for today. See you next time. Bye.